17-year-old Rebecca Makish suffers from a social anxiety disorder called school phobia. It may sound like a kid who doesn't want to go to school, but the mental health community generally recognizes school phobia as a real disorder, often causing severe panic attacks. I spoke with Rebecca about her condition. How old were you when you first started feeling the school phobia?
I think I was about 5 when my mom had to pull me off the banister to get me into class.
And was it just overwhelming, like we couldn't even begin to imagine what it felt like for you?
Well, the difference is, you know, people that have normal anxiety disorders, when they see something, like directly see something, then they freak out, you know. Like somebody was scared of a clown. They see a clown and they go, like, berserk.
Yeah.
But for me, it was the longer I was in a place, mm-hmm. the worse I seemed to get. And so I would go to school and I would just sit there. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even concentrate on any of the work. So I guess how you can say it feels like, you're having a heart attack.
Okay.
Basically. That's how it worked for me anyway.
And that feeling never went away for you?
No.
Can you hang out with friends and go into social circumstances like hanging out in the mall?
When I'm in school, I am not myself at all. I'm very outgoing. I'm very loud, you know, happy person. And when I'm in school, I can barely talk. You know, I become so nervous.
Do you have many friends in the town you live in?
I have a couple, not too many.
And do you go out with them in public?
Of course. I don't have life phobia.
No.
And
you don't have claustrophobia and you don't have agoraphobia.
Exactly. So I think people get that confused. They say, well, why can she do this and
right.
do that and she can't go to school? But there's like a supermarket and a school building is very different.
Do you think it's that teachers are, I don't know, instructors, they expect something of you? Is it the teachers or are you worried about the other kids mocking you? Where can you locate the source of your anxiety?
I don't know. It has something to do with the building, and I'm a big perfectionist, so when I'm in school and I'm having a hard time and there's too much going around, I think it's like busyness of like the loudness and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. It all seems overwhelming to you.
Yeah.
Have you made any progress at all with the school phobia?
No.
And every school you go to, you have this school phobia?
Yeah.
So, since Rebecca can't go to school, her Palmerton, Pennsylvania school district reimburses her for the cost of her public education. The district calculates the reimbursement at $45 an hour for 1,000 hours of missed instruction, so the Makishes have received $45,000 for Rebecca's education. They have a lot of leeway as to how they spend the money and are reimbursed for most any educational or therapeutic expense for Rebecca. Still, Barbara Makish, Rebecca's mom, her use of the money has come under scrutiny. She's now in a battle with the school board, which says she misused the funds for non-educational activities and her own personal expenses. I spoke with Barbara Makish about the case. How old was Rebecca when she first started getting paid out of this compensation fund?
It was in 05 when we were approximately 04, 05 when we were awarded that settlement because the district failed to provide programming for her.
So she was about 13, 14 years old?
Yes.
And she hadn't been going to school since she was about 8 years old?
That's correct.
What did she do in the 6 years in between?
We had, from time to time, educators in the home.
Tutors and so forth?
Right, from the school district.
Oh, okay, so the school district would send tutors.
From time to time.
But it was sporadic.
Yes.
Yeah. And so how did they expect, did they make her take the same tests as everyone else or pass any statewide mandated tests?
Could not make her take them.
At this point, was she even technically in a grade? Was it just kind of free-form instruction?
It was free-form instruction, very little structure, and I think that's why we prevailed at the hearing, because they couldn't really gauge her levels of progress or anything.
At that point, up until she was about 14 years old, could anyone assess what grade level she was reading at?
Yes, they could.
And how was she doing?
Poorly.
Really? So years below grade level?
Yes.
Okay, so here we are. She has spent years out of school. This takes it to about the time she was 14. You go through this legal process, and the school is mandated to pay you. Since they were providing tutors beforehand, mm-hmm. were they now just giving you money in addition to the tutors after
yes.
they were ruled against?
Yes.
Okay, so how much money were you getting?
I would submit an invoice for a service,
mm-hmm.
and then I would get reimbursed.
So it was all based on you laying out the money, then you getting reimbursed?
In many cases, yes, but sometimes for summer camp, you know, that was $5,000, they would pay that directly.
And was it an educational summer camp or just a summer camp?
Just a summer camp.
And why was that allowed?
Because it was therapeutic, and it would help her get out of the house and socialize and feel comfortable with her peers and hopefully be a stepping stone towards returning to school.
At the time, after you submitted the invoice, it said the name of the summer camp on it, I presume. Did the school say this is not allowed?
No, absolutely not.
So they knew what you were doing and they paid it?
Yes.
Did they at any time give you instruction about how to structure her education?
No.
Did they tell you this is what our normal curriculum is, this is where she should be reading?
No, because I was not providing the instruction. I was providing the enriching and some instructional and some therapeutic, but they were still responsible for providing the instruction.
Okay, I see. So they were sending, how often would they send a teacher, a person who taught classes in the school? Or
who? Yes.
Would, yeah. And how often would they do that?
Every day.
Okay.
For a while.
And you were able, though, to supplement the education
That's
from this
correct.
Fund. I see. So at issue now is the fact that the fund capped out at $45,000. But
right.
am I to understand that that was all enrichment activity?
No.
No? Tell
no.
me.
No. Well, we had camp, and there was counseling. There were some art classes. Also, it was used for transportation. I would say that because of that fund, my daughter is where she is today.
Which is where?
Which is not a shut-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's made progress.
How's her reading?
She reads to herself and pretty much appropriate teenage books.
Mm-hmm.
Can she
follow a new, you know, a standard newspaper article?
Yes.
Yeah. And what about math skills? Like when you go to a store, can she calculate change and so forth?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And now, of all the funds, because I read about this in a newspaper called The Morning Call of Allentown, and the headline was, Girls' Fear of School Cost District Thousands, and the subhead was Palmerton, which is where you're from, Palmerton area money used for teen magazines, camp, airfare, and modeling school. I just have to say, I'll editorialize a little bit. I thought putting teen magazines in the headline was a little unfair. It was like, how much total in teen magazines? Just a couple dollars, right? How much do you remember off the top of your head? How much?
Maybe $55.
Okay, so to put that in a headline doesn't seem to be the big thing. But then, when you look at the modeling school, that did cost thousands of dollars, didn't it?
It was not a school; it was a class.
Right.
And she pretty much had been unable to leave the house for a long, long time, and that was kind of a small class, so she could be around peers and work on getting back in the swing of things, just getting out of the house.
So it's called modeling, and yes, she's learning to maybe position herself in front of a camera, but you just saw it as confidence building.
We saw it as somewhat maybe self-esteem and getting comfortable with peers and as moving forward on the line towards getting her, you know, being more social.
Tell me about the California boarding school that you went to.
The district offered us a boarding school. And so we were just Googling, and she found this boarding school, and she was pretty motivated to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. How long did she attend this boarding school?
A little under 4 months.
Was it just because the old school phobia reared its head?
It did.
But you did submit, again, you submitted the invoice for this boarding school.
That was prepaid because I certainly didn't have, I think it was $6,000.
And it was prepaid by the compensation fund.
That's right.
Okay, so they knew about this.
Yes.
You are being fined by your home school district,
right.
Correct?
Yes.
What is the basis of their fine?
The basis is they think because, this is what I think, that she went to boarding school for 3.5 months, that she doesn't have school phobia anymore, and she should be able to come to public school.
Okay, so, but what do they say the basis of their fine is? Are they're fining her
non-attendance truancy.
Non-attendance for the local school district.
Right, compulsory
right.
school attendance.
It wasn't, they're not, she's not being fined for having left that boarding school
no.
early.
No.
And with each of these truancy notices, would a fine be attached to that?
Yes.
And
that's
how much
right.
how much was the fine?
Well,
for
the fines were $154.
For
you know,
every truancy notice.
Plus cost, and then the judge knocked it down to $11,000.
So where does the money stand now?
I will, as of now, be paying them to the year 2035 or 2037.
You owe them the $11,000.
Right.
Your daughter is dropped out of school.
No, she's not dropped out. She wants programming. She wants to continue programming. They have kicked her out.
Your daughter's not attending school. They're not providing tutors
not
or anything.
Right. No tutors, no alternative schools, no alternative programming.
You became something of a media story based on, I guess, that first story that was written in the local paper, right?
They portrayed it as a child who's allergic to school and It embarrassed my daughter.
You mean they mocked the very idea of school phobia?
Yes, they did.
And did they accuse you of stealing money from the school district?
That's the opinion and the impression of the community, because they don't know all the details. They were conveniently, you know, left out.
Yeah.
They thought we were given money to provide an education. We weren't. We won that money in court.
The Palmerton School Board would not comment for this story, but they have told other media that Barbara Makish did have almost total discretion over how the money was used, and the board did approve those $45,000 in expenses. At a public hearing, a member said the board is in some respects as frustrated as many citizens. A state hearing officer ordered this district to establish this. Rebecca hasn't gotten any formal education since returning from the California boarding school. The district has cut her off from the compensatory fund and formally expelled her from school for truancy. Barbara Makish says she's seeking a civil rights attorney to file a suit against the school board for discriminating against her disabled daughter.